This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's political honeymoon is entering its seventh month, but the good feeling in the capital, Sacramento, is about to be tested. Yesterday, Schwarzenegger delivered his budget to lawmakers. It has plenty of budget cuts, no new taxes, and, according to some Democrats, a fair amount of wishful thinking. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports from Sacramento.
$15 billion. That's not the amount of California's budget. That's the size of the deficit, Schwarzenegger said, will be erased by his $103 billion spending plan. His budget proposal contains substantial cuts to public education, universities, local governments, and the prison system. Smaller cuts to transportation and social services. Everyone, he said, must tighten their belts.
What we have to do is we have leadership and inspire the people to come together and everyone give a little bit. That's what it's all about. We all have to give.
But not as much as the governor thought Californians would just a few months ago. Tax revenues have poured an unexpected $1 billion into the state treasury, and a tax amnesty program has brought in more than another billion. Less certain is the additional revenue Schwarzenegger hopes to get from Indian casinos and from renegotiating state employees' contracts. But raise revenue by increasing taxes? No way, says Schwarzenegger.
That's the old-fashioned way. There's another way, and that is just let's be kind of creative.
There was plenty of creativity in the way Schwarzenegger went about crafting his budget plan, say both his critics and admirers. Over the past couple of months, he's quietly put together backroom deals with many of the major interest groups that might have protested having their funds cut. Public schools, universities, local governments all worked out agreements with the governor to accept cuts now in exchange for getting the funding they want a year or two down the road. Assemblymember Joe Cansimilla, a moderate Democrat, says this approach will do nothing to solve California's perennial budget problems.
Ultimately, the bill has to be paid. A lot of the deals he is setting up are deals that are only good for a couple of years, and then they lock in protections. So it becomes harder to solve the problem.
But on a political level, Schwarzenegger's deal-making has pulled the rug out from under the Democratic majority in the legislature, says Jack Pitney, a political science professor at Claremont McKenna College.
He's taking away an issue from them before they're even able to use it. And the people they were hoping to fight for have already signed their own peace agreement. And that's a very shrewd tactic and gives a sense that Governor Schwarzenegger thinks in terms of long-term political strategy.
In the short term, though, it looks like Schwarzenegger may have a fight on his hands. Democrats are especially angry about the deal with the state university systems that would raise tuition, trim enrollment, and compel students accepted at four-year colleges to begin at community colleges instead. Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez called the plan a budget deal-breaker and said that much of what the governors agreed to isn't up to him.
It isn't sealed in stone. It has to be backed up by legislation, and we are the legislature, so we will be taking matters into our hands to try and solve that problem.
There may also be some resistance to another item on Schwarzenegger's agenda. The governor said he wants to pass this budget by the June 30th deadline, something that rarely occurs here. He says it would show Wall Street that California's getting its fiscal house in order. But for John Burton, the Democratic leader in the Senate, the deadline is pretty meaningless.
The money markets and the bond markets are going to look at whether or not it's a sound budget. They would rather see, in my judgment, a sound fiscal plan that was 5 days late than they would see an unsound one that was 10 days early.
But Schwarzenegger promised an on-time budget when he ran for office. And preserving his image as the can-do governor who keeps his promises has been the key to his success so far, and something he won't relinquish easily. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Sacramento.